This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Jefferson County Schools is under investigation over the district's policy on sleeping arrangements for transgender students on overnight school trips. CPR's Jenny Brundine.
Jeffco's policy states that on a case-by-case basis, students will be assigned to share overnight accommodations with other students that share a student's gender identity. Federal education officials are investigating whether that violates Title IX. They cite reports that parents of an 11-year-old girl claim their daughter was assigned to share a bed with a transgender student. The district said the girl was moved to another room. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Denver City Council has voted to pass new regulations for scrap metal sales. Denverite's Paolo Schalsiter reports.
Proponents of the ban say the city has been experiencing higher-than-average scrap metal theft in the last few years. Scrap metal like copper, bronze, and aluminum can be found in objects like rail lines and electric vehicle chargers, making them a target for thieves. Under the new law, scrap dealers have to keep detailed records of scrap metal sales and can no longer trade cash for the materials. Noncompliance could result in fines or a ban from buying scrap metals. I'm Paolo Schalsiter, Denverite.
The Boulder Jewish Community Center hosts a community vigil this evening. That's after the firebomb attack in Boulder this past Sunday. This evening's event starts at 5 o'clock. In Denver, 55 degrees currently, Colorado Springs 48 and foggy. Along the Front Range, a chance for rain. Again this afternoon, highs in the 60s and 70s, and things not changing much tomorrow. This is CPR News.